Father, we thank you, we honor you, we bless your name, for you are God, you are good, you are God from beginning to the end. Father, we honor you, we bow before you, we say you are the Lord and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We honor you, Lord, we bless you. You are the Lord, you are God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you are the Lord and that is your name, for your mercy, for your righteousness, for your grace, for your love that cannot be compared. Lord, we exalt you. We bless your name. Thank you, righteous Father. You are worthy to be praised, O God. We honor and exalt your name. Father, we bless you. Hallelujah to your name, O God. We lay our crown and we worship you. Glory be to your holy name. And Lord, this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 22nd of December 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy, for his love, for his grace over your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, I release the voice of the Lord over every gate of entrance. In the name of Jesus, I command you be moved. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare over this day that nature will favor me. In the name of Jesus, I declare over my life as I step out today, I am blessed, I am favored, I am lifted. In the name of Jesus, every cloud of confusion, cloud of depression, you are scattered. In the name of Jesus, I silence every whisper of failure over my day. In the name of Jesus, every whisper of depression, I silence you. In the name of Jesus, oh, today in my day, I enthrone Abba Father over my day. In the name of Jesus, Lord, your name is lifted high above my needs, above my desires, above the noise and confusions in this day, above the noise and confusions of this season. In the name of Jesus, this morning I arise in power, I arise in favor, I arise in the mercy of the Lord, I arise in the grace of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, the grace of God is released upon me afresh. In the name of Jesus, the voice of the Lord becomes a command over my day. In the name of Jesus, I receive access to good things today. I receive favor for visibility. I am no longer hidden in the darkness of the day. I am no longer taken part in the darkness of the day. I am not seated in the darkness of this week. I declare in the name of Jesus that I am seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. In the name of Jesus, I receive mercy from the Lord this day. In the name of Jesus, oh, this week the mercy of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I receive mercy for access to opportunities. In the name of Jesus, I sit today and I partake in the feast of the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of God respond to my urgent needs. In the name of Jesus, I partake of the table of his mercy, of the feast of his mercy. In the name of Jesus, I walk and I walk in alignment with the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, this week, you are a week of blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare the systems and structures in this week, you are aligned to walk in my favor. Oh, you are aligned to walk for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, policies, everything that surrounds me will walk in accordance with the grace of God for my life. The mercy of the Lord speak for me this day, this week. In the name of Jesus, the joy of the Lord is my strength. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every appointment between this week, between this day and evil. I cancel the appointment in the name of Jesus. Appointment with delay, with evil, with tragedy, with accident. I cancel them. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. Any weapon that is put together, any weapon that is planted into this day, into this week, to stand against me, I declare upon you, you will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Oh, for the Lord frustrates the tokens of the enemy, and he has made the diviners mad. The devices of the wicked is frustrated. The enterprise of the wicked in my day, in my week, will not prosper in the name of Jesus. My day is blessed. Every day of this week is blessed for me in the name of Jesus. All delay is removed. My door is open. My gate of blessing is open. I declare that I am exempted from any form of evil that is programmed into this day, this week, in the name of Jesus. Today, I will not walk into tragedy. This week, I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into the trap of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the scripture says, for the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. The Lord my God keeps me in his righteousness. The Lord my God keeps me in his mercy. I declare that I receive angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. The Lord is my protector. The Lord is my keeper. I declare by the word of the Lord, the scripture says, there shall no evil befall me, neither will any plague come near my dwelling. I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to quickly lift up our voice and pray concerning this nation. Ask that the mercy of the Lord will be upon this nation in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray, especially this week, that the Lord will frustrate the devices of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Whatever evil is being planned, oh Father, we call on your mercy, that your mercy will arise and intervene in the name of Jesus. For the four corners of this nation, from the north to the south, from the west to the east, Father, let your mercy prevail in the name of Jesus. Father, let your mercy prevail, O Lord, over every region, over every state, over every local government, over every town, over every village, forest, wilderness, everywhere in this nation. Father, let your mercy speak, Lord. Let your mercy prevail in the name of Jesus. We lift up our voice and we call for your mercy. Father, that your mercy will prevail. Father, you will frustrate the tokens of the evil ones over Nigeria. You will frustrate the tokens of the wicked in the name of Jesus, that their devices will not prosper. They will not prosper in their enterprise over this nation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want to beg you that let us pray for Nigeria, especially towards the end of this year, especially this week, that the Lord would disappoint their plan, the Lord would disappoint their devices, that their enterprise will not prosper over this nation in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today is Monday, and like we do, we go over our anchor scripture for the month, and I place the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go this week. My prayer for you is that the blessings of the Lord will manifest upon your life this week in the name of Jesus. Psalm 23 from verse 1 to verse 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of his righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. I place these blessings of the Lord upon your life as you step out today, as you step out this week. The Lord arise for your sake in the name of Jesus. I declare this upon your life. The Lord is for you. Who can rise against you? The Lord is with you. His blessings are upon your life and your portion. His blessing, they become your heritage, your inheritance as you go this week in the name of Jesus. By the Spirit of the Lord God, this season and every season of your life, the Spirit of the Lord leads you to where the pasture is green. No matter the circumstance that surrounds you, you will always find peace and joy. You will find green pasture in Him, in the Lord Jesus, at all time, at every junction of your life, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare over you, there will always be food on your table. and bread in your house. For he has said concerning you in his word, the barrel of your meal shall not waste, it shall not be empty, neither shall the cruse of your oil fail. The cruse of your oil will not be empty. For the Lord God opened the windows of heaven and pours out his blessings upon you in the name of Jesus. Your storehouse will never be empty. In the name of Jesus, you will live in the abundance of his provision all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus, I say this to you as you go this week. Your head will never lack oil, for the Lord has anointed you with the oil of gladness. In the name of Jesus, his grace is made multiply upon your life, so much more that your cup is filled with his grace, with his goodness, by his mercy, and your cup runs over. In the name of Jesus, your spirit, your soul, and your body is refreshed, restored, refilled, refueled, rejuvenated, and regenerated always. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God silence every whisper of failure concerning your life. In the name of Jesus, the scripture says that even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil, for the Lord is with you. Even though you walk through circumstances of pain and persecution, the Lord is with you. The Lord God raised up his standard against the rising of the enemy over your life in the name of Jesus. The Lord God is your help. The Lord God is your refuge. The Lord God is your very present help anytime you call upon him. In the name of Jesus, the Lord arise for you and fight for you. His mercy is made available unto you. In the name of Jesus, he said in his word that he prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemy. In the name of Jesus, the Lord prepare for you a feast of his mercy. You will partake in the banquet of his grace. In the name of Jesus, at every junction of your life that seems as if there is no way, the Lord will always prepare that feast of mercy for you. In the name of Jesus, your seat is not in the corners of hell or in the place of darkness, but you are seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. The Lord has anointed your head so much more that your cup runs over. Your seat is not with mere men, but the Lord has anointed you to sit with the princes of his people. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless you, bless the works of your hand. This week, the grace of the Lord is made available unto you. The oil of gladness is poured upon you. Peace that passes all understanding is given to you in the name of Jesus. This day, this season, all that surrounds you walk in alignment with the provision of God for you in the name of Jesus. If you have never experienced a supernatural blessing, this week the Lord give you access to them in the name of Jesus. Not just a one-time thing, but it becomes your daily experience. It becomes your regular heritage in the name of Jesus. The last verse, verse 6, it says, surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord shall follow me all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, I release the blessings of the Lord upon you. His goodness is upon you. In the name of Jesus, you are established in the goodness of the Lord. You are established in glorious things. In the name of Jesus, you become unshakable because you are planted in the courts of our God. You will dwell in the house of the Lord. You will be a carrier of his presence all the days of your life. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, as you step out today, remember the coming of the Lord Jesus is at hand. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and have a blessed week.